What is sin? Anybody studied the Westminster Confession of Faith or the Catechism? According to the Westminster Confession of Faith, sin is the want of conformity or transgression of the law of God. Or, let's really go to the source. 1 John 3:4 says, "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." The Greek word for lawlessness is anomia, nomia being law, a being against or against the law. So what is the purpose or use of the law? John Calvin wrote in his Institutes of the Christian Religion about the threefold use of the law. He was not the first to write about this, but he was the first to systematize it. The first use of the law is called pedagogical, as in teaching. In other words, as Galatians 3:24 says, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. The law points to our own depravity and shows us the need for a Savior. Jesus Christ became a Savior because of our sin. The second use of the law is normative. It reveals what is pleasing to God and what will help us mature as Christians. So the law has a sanctifying purpose. Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." The third use of the law is the civil function. The civil use of the law is to punish evildoers and to protect the innocent. Romans 1 says that civil rulers are ministers of God with the power of the sword. "If you love me, keep my commandments" does not just apply to individuals. It applies to families, schools, cities, nations, and civil authorities. Psalm 2, 10 through 12 says, "Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he may not become angry, and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him." Okay, so let's review. There are three uses of the law: pedagogical, to teach us our own sinfulness and bring us to Christ; normative, to guide us in ethical behavior and sanctification; and the third, civil, a set of commandments to govern nations and punish evildoers. Most Christians tend to gravitate to one of these uses of the law and neglect or outright reject the other two. Concentrating on only one use of the law leads to serious errors. For example, concentrating only on the law's role to bring us to Christ leads to antinomianism or lawlessness. We have all heard this. A person says, "I have been saved and am no longer under the law but under grace, and the law is no longer important." Concentrating on the second use only, individual sanctification, tends to lead to legalism, or the belief that we can make ourselves righteous by law-keeping, like the Pharisees. Concentrating on the third use of the law leads to a sort of civil religion or social gospel and neglects the need for individual salvation and sanctification. Only when we understand and apply all three uses of God's law will the effects of sin in our lives and in our society begin to be reversed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we confess that we are sinners in need of a Savior. Thank you for your righteous law. May we say with King David, "Oh, how I love thy law, O Lord. It is our meditation all the day." Amen.